Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, welcome back to my channel. This is about the so-called Hillsborough law. But that's not its official name. It's the Public Office Accountability Bill that the Labour government has introduced, attempting to shepherd through the House of Commons. But people are calling it Hillsborough in relation not to the castle in Northern Ireland, which is the official residence of the House of Windsor there. No, I'm talking about the stadium in Sheffield, going back to the Hillsborough disaster of 1989. When there's a match on, if I'm correct, between Liverpool FC and Sheffield Wednesday. And I don't know why it was such a crunch match, but people were there without tickets, desperately wanted to get in. They were so, so keen to watch this game. And so one of the guys in the gate said, OK, I'll let a couple of you in, let the gates, but then couldn't control it. People were forcing their way through anyway. And there were so many people crammed in. There was a crush and 97 people died, mostly of asphyxiation. People falling on people, piling on people, and so on. There was that terrible case of that guy. Was it Tony Bland? That young man who was asphyxiated, brain dead, in a permanent vegetative state on hospital for some years, should be allowed to switch off his life support machine. Once it was done, that the doctors weren't going to be prosecuted for murder. Is withdrawing life sustaining treatment the same as killing him? Anyway, so. A terrible event for the people of Sheffield and indeed Liverpool. And so some of the police officers are found to have mishandled the situation and so on. So this public accountability, office accountability bill would say that from now on, your duty under statute is to be candid. The public officials and authorities, and that includes police, for example, must be truthful, transparent, and they must fully cooperate with all official inquiries, inquests, including in deaths and disasters. I'm not sure if it's into other things. And that they could be prosecuted if they don't do so for serious non-compliance, rather than unserious, and has to be willful. For example, deliberately concealing evidence or giving misleading answers. And this would broaden the legal support for the families of the dead. So grieving relatives would have more legal aid because otherwise the government has got more lawyers. Okay, my noble aim, where's the money to come from? Okay, and because all the royal inquiries in the world, whatever findings, that won't bring a dead relative back from the other side for a single moment. But okay, people feel they want to do the best for their dead relative to make sure that no other family suffers this again. But it seems more like a banquet for barristers, people like Sir Keir Starmer, and looks like he'll be needing a new job soon. The idea is that there was a cover-up at Hillsborough and that family suffered for many years because of that and there wasn't proper accountability. Okay, but one of the debatable points is whether MI5 and MI6 are going to have an exemption for it. They've got an exemption for loads of things for national security reasons. Well, the whole thing about national secrets is they've got to be kept secret. State secret, we can't know, because if we know the bad people amongst your own nationality, they're hostile governments, they're terrorists. So no, you've got to keep it secret. Even things do come out, they mustn't come out for ages. There's still things related to the First World War, which still haven't been revealed over 100 years ago. How that can possibly impair national security is beyond me. Presumably it doesn't. It might be embarrassing or disobliging for certain parties now long since dead. His Britannic Majesty's government suggested that the director of MI5, director of MI6, ought to have censorious right over what information will be published and say, on the basis of national security, this mustn't be published. But people who campaigned about Hillsborough, the families of the deceased, they said this is wrong, even though it got nothing to do with MI5 and MI6. Various socialist parliamentarians, particularly from the Liverpool area and Sheffield, they said no. They're mostly those on the far left. The mayor of Manchester, Andy Burnham, who's gunning for the prime ministership, Labour MP, the mayor of Liverpool, likewise, these are very strongly Labour cities. And they say that would defeat the entire purpose of the law because it would permit agencies not to disclose the truth. The agency wouldn't be permitted to lie to the public. They would just have to say nothing. So anyway, the government said, OK, we won't have that controversial amendment for MI5, MI6. And I know things like data protection. You're not allowed to give away people's name, phone number, email address without their permission. But MI5, MI6, they are. You're not allowed to pay bribes, but they are, because they're paying their informants. You're not allowed to sort of follow people and so on, but they are allowed to surveil people. There are exemptions built in from them, which I agree with. And so it goes on. Okay, so the entire bill has been pulled out of parliamentary debate because they're going to try and reformulate it try and make it acceptable to campaigners, particularly those who are campaigning on behalf of people who died in the Hillsborough Stadium disaster. And Labour said they will come forward with other legislation. So at least 30 Labour MPs said they need to change this. But Labour's got a huge majority. If they had any backbone, they'd be able to push this through. But yes, it's uncongenial to those people. But, you know, this is national security and it's going to upset some people. And Hillsborough has nothing to do with it anyway. You know, do we really want candor all the time? I mean, Tony Blair said the worst thing he ever did was the Freedom of Information Act, because people are not willing to give him frank advice, civil servants, ambassadors, knowing that I think in only 20 years or less, it's going to be published that you said something unflattering about another government, about another politician, and that's going to come out. But they have to be able to tell the plain truth behind closed doors so that people can make sensible decisions on the basis of the relevant facts, rather than withholding something which is very useful for the government to know, because it doesn't look good for whoever. It's going to upset this person. Well, we had to be allowed to say it. Anyway, so people who are campaigning on behalf of those who died at Hillsborough say this is about our crusade for justice. We must get to the truth. There must be an accountability. Anything less is unacceptable. So this was in Labour's manifesto. Remember, Labour is very popular in Northwest England. And so it would undermine public trust in the Labour Party in that area. But the thing is, this would also enfeeble national security. So what is to be done? I mean, I think that, Labour had it about right. And I know that government lies to us a lot, doesn't disclose information we have a right to know, hides behind euphemism about the crimes it commits against ordinary people, the barbarities, the cruelties, the sadism that agents of the state are committing against the most defenseless members of our society. But that's Labour for you. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.